This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. Bristol weekend, what a huge race in NASCAR, but we've got so much to cover. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by our good friends at Mobile International Speedway at Five Flags Speedway. By the way, the doubleheader coming up, Tim Bryant going to be standing by, and we're going to talk about those must-see extreme sprint cars. The doubleheader next Friday and Saturday, they've got Indy 500 veteran Davey Hamilton actually going to be testing this week. So that's some exciting news. We'll talk to Tim about that here in a little bit. Also, want to thank Sunny South Raceway for coming on board. And by the way, great racing last night. Joe McCardle had a great show last night. We'll talk about the Mighty Mites of Junior Pro Champs, Legends of Pro Challenge, and Stingers. And we've got a young driver who in his second year has done amazing already, the number 14 of Kyler Bean out of Mississippi. This young man is in kindergarten. He has an amazing story. He was he has a medical issue, and he just got the phone call last night at the racetrack that he is now the poster child for the USA Women and Children's Hospital. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what an honor it is for him to be able to represent that fine facility. Dustin Long standing by also with Bristol News from SI.com. Also co-hosts a lot the Morning Drive on Sirius XM NASCAR Channel 90. So lots to cover today, and we've got to talk about the ARCA Mobile 200. And first of all, got to say, whoa, congratulations to our first guy who's on with us. Grant Enfinger, the local hero, had still news stories all over the news this week. And Grant, where did you put the coolest racing trophy that you've probably ever won? It's a house. Where is it at, man?
It's at the shop in Mooresville, so we've been listening to it all week.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty cool deal.
Let me ask you, what songs you guys got in there?
We've been playing all country music, so it's been a bunch of twangy stuff here lately. But it's been good. So it really sounds good through the whole shop. So all the guys, everybody on the team is really excited about it. So, pretty cool trophy.
What a proud moment for you. Let's talk about last year. You know, you guys did a lot of testing with the team. I believe last year led 48 laps to finish 13th. Picked pretty much the pits. You might have taken two tires. I think Kale got four. And do you feel last year that's what did you in at the ARCA Mobile 200?
Yeah. I kind of feel like we guessed wrong. It is really all it boils down to. And it didn't work out for us. But feel like, you know, we had a car that could have won last year, but we didn't have anything like we did this year. This car was absolutely on a rail the whole time since we unloaded.
You know,
so last year we had to work on it a little bit. This year we just unloaded it, and it was a really smooth weekend.
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking here, led 165 out of the 200 laps, and now just from your driver's seat, had to be great, because every restart you just took off, but there was one young man, 15-year-old Kyle Benjamin, that really put on some battles between you guys, and I was screaming, and I got chills thinking about it. Just guys, you guys going back and forth for like 20 or 30 laps. What was that battle like? And you guys were racing hard, but you had to get through lap traffic, and you were a man on the mission in Mobile last weekend.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I feel like we had the car to beat, and once we got some age on the tires, it seemed like Benjamin could definitely run with us, and he got up there and passed me once or twice there on a longer run. But as soon as the caution came out, we were able to come in and get some tires. We seemed to set sail. So, hats off to everybody at Team BCR that put this car together. This is the first time I've run this car, and man, it was a pleasure. It's nice to have one like that. Makes my job in the seat a lot easier.
Well, and I tell you what, it was so neat to see you pull into victory lane. It's been a while since I've seen you do that, since MIS days running to late models, and you finally did it. You know, we've talked before, three has been your magic number, it seems. You've run the top five all the time, it seems, on all these TV races, constantly running third, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But man, what does it mean for you to be from Fairhope, Alabama? I saw your dad with tears in his eyes giving you a hug in victory lane, and you had the biggest, coolest smile I've ever seen. What does it mean to win in front of your home track and all your local crowds? Because you were the crowd favorite.
Yeah, it's really cool that there's an ARCA race in Mobile to begin with. You know, the series is, you know, primarily up in the north, and other than Talladega, this is the only one really within reasonable driving distance for any of my friends and family and everything like that where I grew up. And And so a lot of those guys were there, and they were able to make it out to Mobile, and that that opportunity only happens once a year. And like I said, I really hope that the city keeps supporting it, and it keeps coming back for years to come. But really special moment, and couldn't have happened at a better place.
Yeah, and what does that mean for your first victory to come there? I mean, that's got to be real special, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So I feel like, you know, on the schedule, that's kind of one we had X'd to hopefully make it to, and we were able to put a deal together and got Triple K Construction and Waste Pro and Cunningham Bounds all to come on board and make the race happen. So just really happy and excited about the rest of the year now.
Well, let me ask you about the ARCA itself, the organization. You know, it's neat to see the amount of drivers and from the different backgrounds. You've got different people from different countries. You've got a 15-year-old all the way up to 77-year-old James Hilton, who was, I believe, NASCAR's Rookie of the Year in 1966, talking with him. And I said, how long have you been doing this? And he told me that news with a smile on his face. And he, after the race, he was damaged. He got a pretty bad wreck. He's under there straightening his car, and he looks just as as the 15-year-olds out there. What does it mean to race with this caliber of drivers, from the young guns all the way up to these guys? You know, I've heard that ARCA is a great starting place and also a final place for a lot of drivers. How would you sum that up, racing with these folks?
Man, overall, it's just the most diverse series out there. You know, like you said, from the really young drivers to the older drivers to everything in between. I know Kimmel, I don't know how old he is right now. I think 51 or 52, but he races as hard as anybody out there. And he's definitely not somebody you want in your mirror there in the final stages. Including the drivers, but not limited to. ARCA is just the most diverse series. I mean, we go to dirt tracks and road courses and speedways in Mobile, Alabama. So it's a really cool organization, and I've been blessed to be part of it for a few years now.
Well, you know, what I really thought was really cool, Grant, is when you were in Victory Lane to see all these other drivers, including Kimmel come by, all these other owners and other teams come to Grant, congratulate you in Victory Lane. How special was that?
You know, that was really, really special to me. So I feel like we've earned the respect out there, and we've been knocking on the door for a couple of years now. You know, we've been in positions where maybe we could have won and maybe we should have won, and it just didn't work out. But finally the stars lined up for us, and we're able to put on a good performance last week.
Well, I want to say in 43 days, I think 44 days, something like that, is the next ARCA race, and that's going to be in Salem. But for you, you're running 10 races, the TV races. Your next race is Talladega. So how do you prepare for that event?
Yeah, Talladega, May the 3rd. So, I'm really excited about that because the car was so fast at Daytona. We ended up breaking a part in the rear end, and we weren't able to finish that race. But really, really excited about that. We were able to qualify 6th and had a lot of speed all weekend down there at Daytona. So Talladega should be no different. In the ARCA series, between Daytona and Talladega, now that they've both recently been paved, this setup and all of that is really, really similar. So I feel like we got a really good piece for that. And, I'm really excited about all the races on the schedule. So we got 9 more chances to do it this year.
You know, and I know that's really helped with the success you've had. How much more success do you think, or how much more attention in the media have you gotten because of this win? Does that attract nationwide? Or does that attract cup drivers or truck drivers? I mean, obviously you want to take it to the next level, but you're very happy where you're at now. But what does that win mean for you, and how do you use that win to try to, propel yourself to the next level?
You know, you always want to generate the most positive interest you can around yourself and the people that you surround yourself with. So it's been really good for me. And, it was Team BCR's first win, too.
Yeah.
So they, I feel like it kind of put them on the map a little bit, beating Venturini and Cunningham and all the big teams that they compete on the ARC at a full-time level and have done so for so many years. So BCR is a relatively new team, and I feel like we're growing together. So we got positive things to come out of this year.
Well, this weekend you're off, and we're talking off the air. You head to Bristol to go play. What's going on over there?
Oh, it's the nationwide race and the K&N mm-hmm. race today. So I'm just going to go walk around, see a few buddies of mine.
That's
so
cool.
we we got a little bit of time off, like you said. The next ARCA race isn't until April, so the guys in the shop got today off, and I'm just gonna ride out here and check things out.
That is so cool. You know, I want to ask you one more question because I know you're getting ready to hit the track and head over there. You know, we know you got your start actually all the way from remote control racing back in the day, but you moved over into the Speedway from J&J Speedway Dirt Track to Sunny South Raceway doing the Legend Cars. Last night, we had a great run over there. Joe McArdle's coming up next. We had a young driver named Kyler Bean. He's coming up. He is from kindergarten in Mississippi. Gets all A's, essentially, and he's one of those young drivers that is, I can see the passion, and I can see that his parents are doing it for the right reasons. You know, they're not pushing you. They're not wanting him to win for them. They're wanting him to win and succeed to be a good driver. So, you know, you have a lot of these young drivers that listen to the show. I know Kyler's listening now. So I want to ask you, finally getting that first win in ARCA, again, congratulations from the show and the whole community down here. But what kind of advice would you give Kyler and some of these young drivers who are 4 and 5 years old, just getting into these cars, that wide-eyed, ready to go, still learning the flags and all that and the other? What's the best piece of advice that Grant Enfinger could give to these young drivers?
You know, stick with it. So, you know, eventually the hard work will pay off. But you know, I've done this long enough to have made a few mistakes too. So I wish I focused a little bit more on the business side when I was younger. And when you get to the level where I'm at, that seems to dictate where you're going and what you're doing next. But I know Kyler Bean really well, so I hadn't been able to see him race yet, but I'm friends with his parents here, Chris and Keisha. So it sounds like he's having some success, and I'm happy for those guys.
Well, we appreciate it. We're so happy for you. Way to represent your team, yourself, and your hometown down here. And we can't wait to get closer to Talladega. We'll get you back on, talk about how you're preparing the show and getting ready for that, and obviously talk to you hopefully back in Victory Lane. Grant, enjoy the time off and have some fun in Bristol this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me on the show, and thank you for all the support from Mobile.
Oh, absolutely. There you go, Grant Enfinger. There is Mobile's favorite son right now. I can guarantee you that. Doing a great job, and we're not done yet. What racing did we have? We didn't get out of Sunny South Raceway till after midnight. We had a lot of fun and a lot of racing to talk about, and young Kyler Bean also in the mix. Hang on. Lots of racing to continue right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hi, folks. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and a great show. Again, thank you so much to Mobile Zone or Fairhope Zone Grant Enfinger heading to Bristol just to play this weekend, talk to some of his friends and drivers, and again, has the coolest trophy. He's got that beautiful jukebox set up in the racing shop. He said, got all that twangy stuff on it, so they've been listening to the country and stuff. And I tell you, a little bit of country and rock and roll last night at Sunny South Raceway, and for the second race of the season, it continues to get better and better and better. This is Bristol weekend with NASCAR, and I always say that Sunny South Raceway is our own private Bristol in our own backyard in Grand Bay, Alabama, and one guy that knows all about that, Joe McArdle. Joe, good morning, and again, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having us on, man.
Man, I tell you, what a great night of racing. You know, the crowd's getting bigger. You had a great car count, and, you know, we've got Kyler Bean coming up here in just a minute, and, you know, talking with Kyler's dad, this is exciting. You know, Kyler started off life as a micro preemie. He was weighing just 2 pounds and 3 ounces, and after great doctors and wonderful medical attention, Kyler's 6 years old, attending kindergarten in Pascagoula, and boy, he not only is he a racer, but he plays soccer, baseball, football, and basketball, loves to swim, but Kyler's going to be the first one to say he loves the racing, and last night at your track, they got a phone call from the Women and Children's Hospital announcing that Kyler is going to be the poster child for that particular section of the hospital. And not only did he have a great run last night, an exciting finish, woo boy, but also that's just great news and shows again that these kids are, you know, even at his young age, can inspire other people. How great is that? And for him to be a part of your track, Joe?
Well, you know, it's part of our track. It's what we're trying to do. And yep. For him to receive that accolade, everything that's great, man. You know, it's all about the kids. Mm-hmm. We're training tomorrow's champions, and we've got them out there. Trust me, we have got them out there. These kids have won the race.
Well, you know, and you had a great field of cars. You had the Mighty Mites; those are the beginning guys that look like pretty much for anyone who's not familiar with them. They look like it's a caged go kart, almost like a mini version of the sprint car. And then you also have the next step up, similar things, a little bit faster motor, the Junior Pro Champs, the Legends Pro Challenge, and Stingers, and a great night of racing. Let's start off with the Mighty Mites and how these guys did. As Reed Matthews in a 2R takes the first main, and that car was on a rail.
Yeah, the car was on the rail. Like I say, it's the Mighty Mite. It's the rookie champ, yeah. Full roll cage with a 5-point harness. Mm-hmm. You know, this is one thing Sonny Soft is pushing for, and we got it. But yeah, Reed Matthews showed him the way around. He came ready to race in Pascagoula, and he done what he had to do.
You know, and it's neat to see. I'm walking through the pits before, and these carts for these young 4, 5, 6-year-olds have, like you said, you know, they've got full driver suit. They have full containment seats. And, I mean, these guys look like little NASCAR drivers, don't they? And they're so proud.
You know, in the driver's meeting, we got these little bitty guys, and they're decked out.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, they're a miniature version of what we see on Sunday NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but when I look at them, I can't help but giggle. They're so neat. They are so
true.
Neat.
And they're so serious about it. And you know, it's and they have a lot to learn. You know, Ray, our flagman, got ran over last night as these guys are lining up. And you know, with this class, explain what the kids are learning, because they're learning all about racing.
Well, we're teaching them. Teaching them the flags. Mm-hmm. We're teaching them stop and go. We're teaching them, you know, position on the track. We load them in the grid as to the position they got on the track, their starting position. We're taking the time to develop them. And it's discipline. It's all about what they receive at home. Well, we just take it another step forward and bring them to the track and say, this is what we want. And in most cases, we get back what we give.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and you know, there's the next level up. Now those carts, they're I wouldn't say they're fast, I wouldn't say they're slow, but it's a learning class. But this next step that you've guys done with the Junior Pro Cups, what a champ, I should say. What have you guys done? The motors are so much quicker. They're running times. I know they were testing last Tuesday, 48, 49, almost 50 miles an hour. And these kids are 4 and 5 years old, and they're handling it. They look good out there.
You know, they're the Junior One champ.
Yeah.
Same car. We come back with the red clone motor and the red restrictor plate. Same tire rule, same gear rule. But, you know, you made a statement, you didn't know if they were fast or slow. Well, let me just say they're 5 seconds faster.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a lot of speed. That's a lot of speed.
That's a lot of speed for them guys.
And you got to give props to the 45 of Chase Holland last night. Had a great run, kept his nose clean. And, again, these guys, they're learning the lines. You can see them moving back and forth. And, you know, there's still some distance on where to come down and where to pass people, because we had some issues with that. But, again, that's a learning curve.
Well, you know, they took what we taught them in the Mighty Mites
and
hang to the inside of the track all the way around.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some of them in their speed forget that if the car in front of you is on the yellow line, you're going to take him to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them trying it on the inside.
And that's what's so entertaining, and it's completely safe, but some of those carts could go for a wild ride, as we saw. I mean, you look at the end of that race, and we'll talk with Kyler Bean here shortly. He had a wild spin, and I just thought for a minute he was going to flip it over right on the main straightaway.
You know, he is one of our go-getters. This little kid has no fear.
Yeah.
You know, he is out there to race, and by God, you know, that's what I come here for, and let's get it on.
And that's it.
So we're going racing.
You know, we had a scary accident. The Bandoleros were running great. Connor Okresic takes the win. Congratulations to that beautiful red, white, and blue machine. But, boy, Jacob Stokes, the number 37, a beautiful car, gray car, come off of four. Got loose, and you know, and it was just one of those things. But those cars are going so fast, and they're on a rail. They're a lot different setup, and so they've got a little squirrely in it. Boy, he just nailed the wall something hard,
right.
Didn't he?
He nailed the wall and bent the rear axle, couldn't continue. Had him checked out by the ambulance, and you know, he checked out there again. They don't have no fear. They can't get hurt, you know. That's just the way they think. But, yeah, he hit the wall, but everything turned out good on that.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the Stingers. Again, he had a great lineup of those cars. The Saturns are still the favorite of the class. But, again, you got to see, you know, how these guys are running. Jared Duff was leading. I think he busted up. Looks like he blew his motor, had smoke everywhere. And then we had the 79 also of Robert Barber, who won an exciting heat race. These guys were battling hard. But he had clutch issues, I think. But it comes down to the win, the number 11 of Lance Wood, once again, Saturn on top.
And, well, now, Lance Wood's not a Saturn.
Oh,
Lance
hold on.
The one non-Saturn in the bunch.
That's right.
No, but Jared Duff blew an engine, and leading again. Yeah. He ran out of gas the race before leading.
Man, gosh.
You know, if you're going to do your thing, do it up front.
That's right.
And Lance Wood was there to take advantage, and he won.
Yeah, and again, these Stingers are front-wheel drive cars that, for about $500, realistically, it's the cheapest form of racing, but boy, they put on a show last night, didn't they?
Yes, sir. We had eight of them last night, and two of them, we supposed to have a new car show up last night. We still have three being built, or three that hasn't showed up yet, so it's going to be a good year for Stingers.
Yeah, and that's great. It's a big raise from last year. Let's move into the Pro Challenge again. Probably one of my favorite races, even though, hey, the Legends put on a show too, but it was all with the 16 of Joseph Pilato and Billy Elmore Jr., and, you know, it'd be funny. There'd be one underneath the other in one turn, the other one would dive down, and these guys were back and forth for I couldn't tell how many lead changes.
Last time I counted, it was six.
Man, I think it was more than that.
Yeah, but you know, that was a showdown that started last year, could never get them together.
Yeah.
And then Joey called and said he was coming down from Birmingham. So Elmore Racing Team done what they had to do, and it was waiting on him. And I am telling you, that's probably one of the better races we've had at Sunny South in a long time. It was the difference between the fuel-injected motor and the carburetor motor.
And that was it. And I believe the fuel-injected was the 16 of Joseph, right?
Yes, sir. He's a 1,000cc Kawasaki fuel-injected. Billy is a 1,200cc Kawasaki carbureted. But Billy has got that little three car dialed in.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he like I say, it was a showdown we've been waiting for a year.
Yeah.
And it finally happened. So we know what we got to do.
The last race of the night with the Legends, and it was stretched out. We had some issues with the number 7 car. What I thought blew the engine actually ended up being the oil cooler line, I believe. And after a long red flag and cleaning up half the track because of the oil lay down, he made it back out. But tell us about that race and who took it home.
Well, you know, they inverted four.
Yeah.
Hunter Lewis won the heat, and my grandson Joseph finished second. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Joseph come out and won a heat.
Yeah.
So that should have put them on the front row. But then we threw the dice and inverted four, so they started second row. Went out there. Skylar Fleming started on the pole, led for two or three laps. Joseph came in and led one lap. And then here come Hunter Lewis, ready to tell everybody, you know, which way the cow ate the cabbage.
Okay. I love that.
And he took off, had a little wall problem,
all
the track down, track went red, we cleaned it up after a while, probably maybe 25, 30 minutes, lined it back up, and went racing.
Yeah, and who won again? I don't even remember because it was such exciting.
Grandson Joseph McCormick
won. Yeah, yeah. Once
he got in there, he come in there and run Kyler Fleming's down and took the lead and finished up front. And we had the little 54 from Texas. We had a car from Texas last night.
Wow.
He coming in and finished second.
Yeah, that was Green. I can't remember his
first.
He had a good run. Well, the next race for you folks coming up in 3 weeks, that'll make it April 5th. What are we going to see out there?
Well, hopefully we'll see more modifiers than we've seen last time.
Yeah.
It's the night of the V8. The Bombers will be back.
Oh, yeah.
The modifiers will be back, plus our regular classes. Gates open at 6. Mason starts at 8. And we'll do what we got to do.
Now, let me ask you again. The Bombers had a great run in modifieds as well. I was talking the last weekend at MIS to a lot of Bomber drivers asking about your track in Pensacola. What can you tell Bomber drivers who have not been there before? How can we get them out there? I tell them it's like a go-kart track, one of the funnest tracks you're going to have, a bull ring, and you'd love it.
Well, I tell them to bring somebody that they know that they want to race with.
Yeah.
You know, a friend. They don't bring a friend to race with, you're going to end up being an enemy.
there's some close racing is a good way to put it.
Close racing, but you know, they say rubbing is racing. I don't really buy into that, but you know, it's a fact that I've tried.
Oh, yeah, I've got some new marks to prove it. Joe,
yes,
I appreciate you coming on. We'll have you on again next weekend. Kyler Bean standing by, so we need to get him on as well.
Go, Kyler.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Joe. And let's move over here. And Kyler's dad actually on the line. Are you there? Yep. Oh, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry, the phone was out there. I just wanted to say again, you know, congratulations with a great start, and I want to go through what Kyler's gone through already. You, as a parent, have had a tough start with Kyler, a micro preemie. He weighed 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and again, what an amazing just story on life and how he got started. What kind of problems did he have when he was born?
He was born severely premature, and like you said, he was only 2 pounds and 3 ounces. But with the great people at USA Women's and Children's Hospital, he is our little miracle.
Yeah, and I tell you what, your little miracle looks good in that car. He had a great run last night. And now tell us, he's going to be the poster child for that hospital, for that particular area. What kind of things will he be doing as a representative of the hospital?
He's going to be involved with the fundraiser. It's called Redo the NICU. They're trying to upgrade, and I think they're trying to expand and also remodel the NICU unit for the small children that's born.
Oh, see, that's awesome. And I know Kyler had a great night last night, so let's get him on board really quick if the superstar is ready to take the phone.
Yes, sir. Hang on just a
second. Oh, no problem.
Hello?
Kyler, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Kyler, I want to say congratulations. You had a great run last night. Now, as you were getting started, it was a little hard to get started. There were a couple cautions. You were ready to go, but some carts in front of you didn't want to go, did they?
No, sir.
So how did you take care of that? You try to drive and do what you can. You had a great run. I don't remember exactly where you finished last night. Do you remember?
Yes, sir. Somebody hurt me because I can't. Then I went up to the wall, but I hit the brakes and had to turn around. Then I came forward.
Yeah, and it was a scary moment, it looked like. Was that a scary thing for you? Because you were going pretty fast, spinning all over the track, and you did a great job saving the car, but were you scared a little?
No, sir.
I didn't think you were. Hey, you've got a brand new website, and also you look up Kyler Bean on Facebook, and there's a lot of exciting things that are going on. You know, I know you like swimming. I know you like other sports, and I want to ask you, what is it about racing that really, really attracts you to it? Why do you like racing so much, Kyler?
Because you get to have fun and you get to have some energy.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you've got some friends that you race out there, too. Are you making some good friends while you're out there at Sunny South Raceway?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Now, is this the only racetrack you guys are racing at right now, Kyler?
No, sir. We race at one dirt track.
Oh, do you really? Now, what do you like better? Do you like the dirt or do you like the big asphalt track?
Dirt.
Oh, really? So dirt, you like to go sideways, too. How you doing when you're racing over there? Have you won some yet?
I won some
wood. Oh, see, that's good. And you probably got a lot of trophies already. Kyler, there's a lot of kids that listen to this show, like your age, and they might want to get into go-karts and doing the champ karts like you do. Can you tell them what kind of advice would you give these kids? And say, hey, Kyler, I want to start racing. What do I need to do?
Money to buy it.
Yeah, you got to save your money. It takes a little money for that. But once you get out there, you're having a lot of fun, aren't you, Kyler?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll see you. I know you're coming up. You're going to be back at Sunny South Raceway. Again, we can find you. There's a new website, KylerBean.com. That'll be out soon, and you'll be able to keep an eye on that. And always looking for sponsors to help to buy those tires, too, aren't you, Kyler?
Yes, sir.
Well, Kyler, I also want to say congratulations with the phone call that you got last night about you being the poster child for the USA and Women's Hospital. That means a lot to you. I'm sure you're very proud of that, aren't you, son?
Yes, sir.
Well, Kyler, when you win another race, will you please come back on the show?
Yes, sir.
Can
you give me this? If I was in the ARCA race, I was gonna beat him.
Oh, I know Grant's listen. So when you make it to ARCA, you're going to beat Grant. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
Grant, I tell you what, Kyler has thrown down the gauntlet. Well, good luck to you, buddy. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the track again soon. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
There you go, Kyler Bean. Oh, man, he threw it down right there. Grant, you better be scared. That boy's coming for you. You know it. Coming up next, Tim Bryant. We're going to talk a little bit about Five Flags Speedway as well as Mobile International Speedway. We have got the must-see extreme sprint cars. And if you don't know what these things are about, hang on, get ready, because this is going to be a great doubleheader you won't want to miss. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, Kane Motorsports getting ready to roll next Saturday. And they have got the at MIS, the must-see extreme wing sprint cars. This is going to be huge. And before I get Tim Bryant on here, got to say thanks to all the sponsors as well. You know, we've got a great Christian website called sharegodspower.com. If you go on there, you can learn a little bit about what it means to be a Christian without being preached down to like some churches. So we appreciate Ray Ray over there from the car dealership there up in Bay Minette helping us out on that. Sharegodspower.com, McDonald's, Pull Apart, Metro Glass and Mobile, Bay City Collision, Skywatch Traffic, Falsac Tires, all on board. And we've had a great start to the season. But let's talk about the season opener finally here at Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant excited, I guarantee it. And man, you're going to do it faster than anyone else ever does on a season opener. The Wing Sprinters are at your tracks. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kane, and gosh, it's been the busiest off season that we can remember, and it's finally here, the season opener, and what a way to kick it off.
Oh yeah, you know, you've got these guys, and if you're not familiar, see, I grew up in Indiana. I got to see these guys on the dirt, the wing sprint cars. This is a flavor from home coming down, and I know when these guys come to the track, not just the dirt tracks, when you bring them to your tracks, wow, the crowd packs it in, and there's good reason. And like we've talked about on the show before, you want to get there early due to the fact that qualifying is exciting to watch as well.
Well, time trials is worth the price of admission.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, these guys build themselves as the world's fastest short track cars, and I think after next weekend, we'll probably be in no position to argue that.
And you've got some great drivers. You know, we kind of teased a little bit. I know there's some testing going on this week, and we've got an Indy 500 veteran, Davey Hamilton, who's a great driver. And now he's a speed demon, obviously. He'll be down testing, getting ready. And what does that kind of flavor, these guys coming to your tracks, what does that bring in as a promoter for you?
Well, I mean, it's big. I mean, to have an Indy 500 veteran, and by the way, he won't be the only one in the field next weekend, a very diverse group of drivers, and I'd encourage folks to go to the must-see website, which is mustseeracing.com. There's a press release on there, Kane, that says this may be the most competitive field of asphalt sprint car drivers ever assembled. So we're excited. I mean, you know, we're very pleased that they've chosen the Gulf Coast, Pensacola and Mobile, to open their season. This is a points race for the must-see group, and it's a fairly new organization. They're just 3 years old, but they are growing fast, and they're definitely the cream of the crop of asphalt sprint car racers.
If you're a sprint car fan, you got to do the double duty. You got to go Friday to Five Flags and Saturday at Mobile International Speedway. Couple things I want to hit on. Ticket prices for this year, and also something new this year at Mobile Speedway, every single race you're taking it back an hour. So starting time is 7, not 8 o'clock. Talk about it.
7 o'clock. We're excited about that. We've kind of polled a lot of the fans and a lot of the drivers, and certainly we hope we haven't inconvenienced a few, but that may be the case. But overall, the input has been very positive on the 7 o'clock start time. You know, we want to try to get folks home at a decent hour, and you know, some of the race nights, I mean, we were starting the features at 11:15 and 11:30, and you know, we want to move that back, and we want to get people out and home safely, hopefully by midnight this year, for sure. So the 7 o'clock start time is going to allow us to be able to do that. We're going to have next Saturday. Speaking of MIS, we'll have the opening round for the Super Stock division. A little bit different look for the Super Stocks this year, as we've adopted some new rules, and we're excited about that. Of course, race number 2 for the Sportsman and the Bomber division, and how about that car number 5 sitting in the top 5 in a point standing?
Yeah, and that makes me feel great. You know, we had a great run. Last week, and it felt good to be able to do that, get the pole, and we were in, amazingly enough, just a few hundredths of a second off the track record from JJ Day. So we found what we needed to. We've got some gear issues that we're going to have fixed, hopefully by this week. So when, you know, it kills us on the starts, that's our problem, but we'll get there, and we're having fun, and that's the most important part. Again, if you're not having fun, why are you out there, right?
That's right. Well, I mean, the sprint car races are going to be exciting, but the Island Motors 2 Bombers, the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, and the Prater Realty Superstocks are going to put on a great show. We're really excited about the upcoming season, and once again, a 7 o'clock start next week. You mentioned about ticket prices.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, ticket prices are $20 for adults, $15 for seniors and military. We have a kids ticket for $10, and of course under five and under is always free. This is a big event, and we're hoping folks will come out early and watch time trials. We're you know, thinking that there may be some track records on the line, possibly in all divisions. So, you know, that's going to be an exciting part of the program as well.
I heard a rumor from somebody who was at the track. Won't say who it was and what it was, but you had a wing sprint car there that blew away the track record at practice last week. Won't have to say any names, but true or false?
Well, you know, switching gears and coming back to the across the state line into into Pensacola, we did some track surface repairs over the winter. We wasn't sure what that was going to yield, but on our open practice on March 2nd, there was a lot of grip, and that, of course, equates to more speed. And we did have a certain Mississippi driver who's always fast in time trials, and late in the afternoon with perfect conditions laid down a lap that just had everybody gasping. So, by the way, a $500 bonus to a new track record for the fast time guy next Friday night. And also, you know, the track records are on the line for the Sportsman and Bomber divisions in Pensacola as well, as those two divisions share the card with the must-see extreme sprint cars.
One more thing before we go, because we still have to talk NASCAR and everything. I want to talk about what you've done to promote all the other divisions with the Gulf Coast Championship Series to promote racing at both tracks.
Well, I mean, you know, with our schedules this year, Kane, we have several weekends that are doubleheaders, like this weekend, that we have a few weekends that are standalones, and we're hoping that will allow more of our Pensacola racers to venture to Mobile and vice versa. So the Sunoco Gulf Coast Championship Series that we've had so much success with the super late model races over the last few years, we've expanded it through all the divisions and will be naming the Gulf Coast champion in every division next year. And, of course, that's a compilation of the point standings from both tracks added up. So we're expecting a few drivers in each division to go for those bragging rights.
Well, I can tell you, I've talked to a lot of the Bomber and Sportsman guys from the ARCA race last weekend, and they give kudos to the idea that they love the idea. They plan on doing the double duty, and also they give you praise on the track because, man, we didn't tear up any tires, and we had grip, and we could put it places we never could. So, I mean, they're excited about that, Tim.
Well, I tell you, it's always great to start a new season with, you know, some positive buzz in the air, and I think everybody's excited about the upcoming season. There's some great competitiveness already showcased in every division that we're expecting, and, I mean, we just couldn't be more excited about the 2013 season.
Well, we're excited to be a part of it, and we're so thankful that you're part of all that we do here at Full Throttle Racing, and we can't wait to be at the track. We'll be there doing the doubleheader for sure. Can't wait to see the sprinters, and enjoy this last weekend off, because you're going to be busy next weekend, brother.
it's a busy time, and hopefully we get a chance to visit with you next Saturday morning and give the results from Friday night. Perhaps talk about new track records and, hype up Saturday night's racing a little bit as well.
Guarantee it. There's Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. It's going to be great next weekend. Coming up, SI.com's Dustin Long, Kyle Busch on the pole at Bristol. We'll find out about it. A new track record, too. There we go. Welcome back to the show. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. With just a few minutes to go, we got to thank Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and again, Kane Motorsports, ShareGodsPower.com, a great website talking about Christianity and how cool it is to be a Christian. Thank you so much to them, McDonald's, Pull Apart, Metro Glass, Bay City Collision, and Skywatch Traffic. Hey, this is NASCAR time. Dustin Long with SI.com. And by the way, you can also hear him occasionally on NASCAR Channel 90 filling in the morning show. Dustin Long, I'm sorry we're running out of time. It's going to be speed talking NASCAR style, but that's okay. You got to talk about speed. First of all, good morning and welcome back to the show, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. Let's talk about a pole, finally, that Kyle Busch has finally got. First time at Bristol, and he does it in fine fashion to 14.813, which is also a new track record. Actually out on the track right now, I'm watching on Speed Channel, and he's making the rounds and looking pretty quick, too.
Yeah, you know, Kyle Busch, you think of Bristol, you think of the Busch brothers, especially, you know, and Kyle's got five wins, like you say, first pole there at Bristol, and he was asked yesterday, well, why haven't you won a pole since you won all those races? And he says, in the past, we didn't focus on qualifying, but with this new car, we're spending a little bit more time on qualifying, and there's some different things you can do with the car, and how you drive it, and how it responds. So, you know, certainly a good sign, but again, it's no surprise with Kyle Busch's success and Joe Gibbs Racing's success. Joe Gibbs Racing has won five of the last eight Bristol races, and right now in practice, the last number that I saw, that it was the three fastest cars were Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth, and Denny Hamlin. Joe Gibbs. So certainly looking to be a big weekend for Joe Gibbs Racing.
And Toyotas in general, because all the Toyotas seem to be quicker, not like the Fords last week.
And another guy to keep an eye on is Brian Vickers in the 55 this week for the first time this season. This is a race Mark Martin skips. Vickers got a top five in both Bristol races last year, led a total of 126 laps, 125 laps in the spring race. So Vickers in a Toyota, Michael Walter racing, that would be another car to keep an eye on Sunday.
Well, the Food City 500 is always exciting. The big news also in NASCAR this week, Hamlin decides not to fight NASCAR, the fine. Can you give us a little update on what was his decision on this? He did meet with Mike Helton. What did they talk about?
I talked with Brian France and NASCAR. But basically, he's not going to appeal the $25,000 fine NASCAR gave to him for the comments he made after the Phoenix race, and in essence, comparing this car with the previous car. And he talked with Brian France about it. He says, Hamlin says he feels like he's won the poll, the opinion, you know, poll from people, public, and he says he's got bigger fish to fry than worrying about $25,000. Let's be honest, it's, you know, fighting over $25,000. This is a guy who has about $50 million in career earnings. So there were a couple things that was interesting that he said yesterday when he talked to the media. And you know, he says, I think we want the judge of the people and their opinions. I think some of the peers of mine, at least the ones that have a backbone, have the nerve to stick up for what they know is right or wrong. Agreed. And another thing he said real quickly was, he was asked, "Did your conversation with Brian France end with you feeling you could talk to him?" And he goes, "Quote, that was the biggest complaint I had, was that if I was Jeff Gordon, Tony, Dale Jr., or any Hendrick driver, let's just say that, they would have had a conversation with me before. Just to slap the fire on me and not tell me anything is what really, really bugged me a lot. That felt like I had not earned my place in the sport, and I've grinded it out here for 8 years, and I really feel like I've done what it takes to earn the respect of both my peers and NASCAR, and I felt like if I had been somebody else, the outcome may have been different."
Wow. How about that? Now, is he going to get fined for that?
I think if NASCAR fined him for this, I think it would just be prolonging it. And I think it goes back to something Jeff Gordon made the comment at Las Vegas, is that, you know, by making the fine of Hamlin, NASCAR brought attention to this. But this, you know, this goes back to, you know, NASCAR would have, you know, a couple of years ago would have just secretly fined Hamlin for it. But again, the media and the public were like, you know, you need to be, you talk about all this transparency, then you do this behind the scenes. So now they're transparent. But in being transparent now, they also bring to light the comments that Hamlin made.
Well,
you know, for those who didn't know it. So
Kyle Busch, Kenseth, Hamlin, Burton, Kane, and Harvick, your top five and six right now as far as speed goes. 20 seconds left in the show. Tell me who your pick is for the Food City 500.
Kyle Busch, and I keep an eye on Brad Keselowski, who's won two of the last three.
That was good. How do we keep a track of you out from away from the track?
Like I said, it's sportsillustrated.com and SI.com, and my Twitter feed is at Dustin Long, at D-U-S-T-I-N-L-O-N-G, all one word.
Thank you, Dustin. Sorry for the quick pace. We'll have you back on next week. Have a blessed weekend, my friend.
All right, you too.
All right, Dustin Long, and thank you to everybody on the show. We're going to do it again next week and podcast it in a few minutes at usfdracing.org. See you next week at the track. God bless.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com.